Just in the past few weeks here on Away, we've heard about 3D animation as a tool for language revival. But a new project in Central Australia is exploring the immense potential of music to foster and support language revitalisation and maintenance. It's called the Thurka Endangered Language Series. It's a series of compilation albums. And driving the project is CARMA, the Central Australian Aboriginal Media Association, based in Alice Springs. We've featured some of the music here on Away recently, including singer-songwriter Stuart Nugget, whose mother's language is spoken by just a handful of people. And I mean a bit less than a handful.
In a bid to try and stop languages that are currently being spoken disappearing, or at least getting recordings of them, and they're being delivered in a way that's contemporary music, which makes the language a bit more accessible. People feel music, they enjoy music regardless of the language. There's a translation to each of the songs into English, so you can actually have a shot at speaking a bit of language or singing a bit of language and understanding what it actually means. My name's Matt Burns. I'm the studio and label manager at CARMA Music. If there was anything I could hope for the Thurka project, Thurka Language Series, is more people to just get interested in various Aboriginal languages. And in terms of the artists, I'd like to see more artists come through and say, hey, you know, we've got however many songs in such and such language, is there a way that we can get them recorded? It's, you know, it's vital to preserve the languages in a way that people feel comfortable using them. A lot of stories and song lines and things like that, traditional content, has limited access. So when a band member comes in and goes, hey, check out my song, I want everyone to hear it, that's special. The more people we have saying that, the more chance there is people will become aware of Aboriginal languages, and the more opportunity for Aboriginal people to be proud of their languages out in the mainstream. It'll be heard more. It's more about what the artists want out of the project, less about what we want out of the project. We're just providing a vehicle for them to preserve language and get it out into the mainstream.
In CARMA, you're quite uniquely placed to kind of have a sense of this. Do you think that there's a perception that singing in language or producing music in your own language is a barrier?
Look, there's obstacles in any recording process. Whether you're dealing with, you know, a super megastar or a bloke who's just come off a community out in the middle of the desert, every project is faced with its own obstacles and every project is unique. There's a perception that it is difficult, and it can be if you've got a booking for an artist to come in and record, but they're coming from, you know, the border of Perth and Northern Territory, or sorry, Western Australia, Northern Territory and Adelaide, or South Australia. So, you know, hundreds and hundreds of kilometres away, and you've got six mates in a van. All it takes is a flat tire to make that recording session cancel. You know, so little logistical issues like that can disrupt the process of making these recordings, just as getting access to artists can disrupt that, you know. But for the most part, these guys and girls are really highly motivated, and they'll travel vast distances on their own back to make this happen. So there's challenges with the logistics. There's challenges with the language and the communication sometimes. You know, we're talking about artists sometimes that English is their second or third language. So when you're in a creative environment trying to make a recording happen that's commercially viable or at least, you know, professionally accepted, you've got quality control that you've got to sort of navigate with an artist. If they're not speaking great English and you don't speak their language, you go through this whole feel it out process with how to actually communicate with each other. That can be a challenge, but that's also one of the rewards. You know, getting to know people and working with people in a way that works for both, you know, the producers and the artists. It's That's half the fun of being in a recording session.
This seems to have come out of, I guess, the prompt of it being the International Year of Indigenous Languages. Are you looking to the future of how to do this?
We've always done language stuff at Karma, television series, recordings. We would like to always do stuff in language. I mean, the whole reason the Karma group was founded was for Aboriginal people to share their stories and news and song.
There's a few languages that you've focused on for Thurka. Pijindara, you've got Pintabi Luritja, and also one that I hadn't heard of before was Jingli.
So Jingli is a language spoken up around the Elliot region, which is in a few hours north of Tennant Creek. There's about five people that speak this language. The fellow that we had record, Stuart Nugget, he's a singer-songwriter, and with his mum's help, she's teaching him this language. She's passing that on. So that's great. And there's a couple of aunties that speak the language, but the majority of people who have historically spoken it have passed on. And really it's going to be left with Stuart. These recordings have sort of helped at least keep them on record. Stuart's mum was teaching him the language at the time of helping him write the songs, at the time of us recording it. So it was a pretty holistic sort of group therapy, if you want to put it that way. His mum was in the studio on several occasions helping with the translation specifically, and the songs that he's singing being translated into Jingli was kind of interesting because as he's learning the language, he's still in the studio recording, you know, his first major recording, you know. He's learning that process. He's learning the language process. It was just pretty special to see the smile on his face at the end when he heard his own songs and his mum had signed off on the translation and the story and all of that. And also our engineer at the time, this project was his first sort of series release. So the four languages, all with Aboriginal people. He's an Aboriginal person, you know, different languages. There was a real cultural connection for him in that respect. The Stuart recordings were kind of special. He's got a bit of a vibe about him. Working with Stuart and his mum was special, to say the least.
Hi, my name is Stuart Nugget. I grew up with families who were musicians, like my uncle, one of the lead guitarists. There was a band called Gulumini, which meant Elliot, and they sang a lot about, you know, like women and love songs and all that. And just growing up and listening to them and just got me, like, my song about lovers, you could say. And to do it in Jingli, and it was all different to pronounce it, like, I would say Giri in Mudbrand, and Jingli would be Nairni. And Nairni was one of the songs that me and Mum and said, it was more like just have fun with it. And
that song, is it about a particular woman?
It's just a song that I wrote down. It's like sort of like a fun song. It's not particularly about it. It's just a song that feels all right to write it down and just about a woman.
Because sometimes a song is just a song. That's
yes.
Okay.
Sometimes songs is just a song.
Yeah, it's a fun
exactly.
Song. It's nice to. It's fun to sing. When it comes to writing songs in Jingli, how do you go about it? Like, how do you go from the idea of what you want to say to starting to translate it?
So like a storyline. You know, I've written so much of English songs that it's harder because you're speaking in a language that's nearly endangered, and it's to put a story into it. And being a musician, it's very challenging for me to do it, and it's just learning to speak it first and to sing it and to write it and to write the language and to understand it. Before I could sing it, I have to understand it. I have to learn how to speak it, pronounce it properly.
Has writing some songs in Jingli and doing in particular this project with Karma, has it made you think about language, Jingli language, in a different way?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's got me thinking of how important my language is, how important this is. Because it was like a door opening, and I just took it. I said, no, this is our one chance, one shot to bring this language back to life, to bring it back again, to speak it for not only me, but that next generation. And it opened my whole perspective of seeing how important that is for me and my people, and hope that influence all tribe in this nation, in this country, that language is very important, even our culture.
From the Thurka Endangered Language series, that's Stuart Nugget with his song Bandara, which means food in Jingli. And we'll hear a bit more from Stuart in Word Up. Earlier you heard from Matt Burns, who's from Karma Music.